Well, a great day at Belmore Sports Ground. Multicultural round always brings out the best in Bulldogs fans, and there are over 15,000 of them. To watch the Bulldogs flex their muscles with a 32-0 win over the Gold Coast Titans, their first win of the season. I'm sure it's a very relieved coach, Cameron Seraldo, on the line, and very proud one after another successful multicultural day. Cameron, welcome, mate. Well done on yesterday.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Yeah, really good day for our club yesterday and really exciting. But, only one win so far. We still got a long way to go.
Yeah, and you lost the first two games. Effort was there. There's no doubt about that. That can't be in question. But to see, as a coach, the longer that game went on, the more execution that was coming off of your team, I'd imagine that was satisfying.
Yeah, definitely. I think, the first 20 minutes, we probably got a lot more possession than what we've had the first couple of games. And while we're a little bit clunky, I still feel like we're building pressure and asking some questions. It just wasn't where we needed to get to, but that's, it's always the case early in the season. And early in the game, I thought, be able to put on 32 points after that was a credit to the boys, how patient they stayed. The Titans scrambled well and defended well, especially on their trial line that first 20 minutes. And we didn't go away from our plan. We didn't lose concentration with what we were trying to do. That was probably one of the most pleasing things too.
Yeah, and one of the questions about your team with so many new players trying to gel together, at least externally, is where are the points going to come from? Well, it was led by the forwards yesterday, and you do have some terrific finishes even without Josh Addo-Carr there. So is that the blueprint going forward, what we saw yesterday?
I think just the ability to build pressure is where the points are going to come from. We've got a new spine there, and we've got a new attacking coach, and cohesion's only going to get better as the season goes on. But what we weren't able to do in the first two rounds was build any sort of pressure through possession and field position. While that gave us a real good opportunity to show what we've been working on with our defence, it didn't give us a great opportunity to show what we've been working on in attack. So yesterday I was just happy that we got some ball early and while the score was only 12-0 at half time, we didn't lose our way. We stayed patient and then were able to put on some points at the back end of the game.
Yeah, Cameron, you say your defence. I thought your defence over the last 3 weeks has actually been really good. You got a little bit unlucky in the first two games, but is that something you've focused on pretty hard this off-season?
Yeah, it's something we've focused on pretty hard over the last 12 months. But the way these guys are committed to it this pre-season, the hard work they've put in, the connection they've built off the field, I think it's showing on the field. And while it hasn't been perfect, we've played some pretty good teams there and had to defend a lot of possession. The data out of the first couple of games said they're nearly semi-final like intensity in terms of how many plays we had to defend and things like that. So that was really real confidence booster for us that we could defend for long periods of time and stay connected and scramble well under pressure. So we got a lot of confidence out of that, and I'm glad we took that into yesterday.
What about the training intensity with you boys this year compared to last year? Has there been much difference there?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely feel like it's improved a lot over the last 12 months. Some guys have come in from good systems. They understand what winning looks like, and they understand what preparing to win looks like. So they've had an enormous impact on the group. To have Stephen Crichton come in and the impact that he has on younger players and even senior players, just the way he goes about his preparation for the games is just at an elite level. And some of our other guys have picked up on that and take it into their own preparation. So that's been awesome for us.
I'm glad you brought up Stephen Crichton. What's he add to your group and what's he been like at training? Because I remember watching him in the trial game and he was on the sideline, he was ramping up the boys, he was getting into it, he was trying to really lead the side from standing there on the sideline as well. What's he like at training?
Well, he just brings energy every day, in every moment. He's just got such a positive energy about him. There's never a dull moment around him, whether he's got the music going or he's clearing and cheering for his teammates. He loves celebrating little wins along the way, whether that's a training or on game day. And he's just a pleasure for us to have around. But again, he also knows what winning looks like. For him to, when he talks to the boys, they all listen because they know he's been there and done it. And for me personally, he's just one of the real believers in what we're doing and the systems that we've implemented and the process we're trying to take. So for me, he's been just a blessing to have there. And, I think his footy's going to evolve as the year goes on. He missed a bit of the preseason there with a quad injury and sort of we rushed him back for the start of the season. So he's sort of finding his way there, but his leadership so far has been incredible. And for a 23-year-old, it's just it's a credit to him and the person he's become.
Cameron, talking about energy, there's no more energetic effort or inspirational effort than Viliami Kikau. He took it upon himself to inspire his teammates, and he personally made it his mission to close down the Gold Coast Titans by getting at their halfback. He would have given Tanner Boyd nightmares yesterday. That was a great performance. Has he been a bit quiet, or is that something he's just been building to?
No, he's actually, even when he got here last year, he was trying to do that in training and in games. He was probably trying too hard with it, to be honest. Like, I think that's how he got a couple of injuries last year, was just trying to do too much and try and lead the way probably too aggressively at times. But this preseason, he's had a good preseason. He's got a lot of work in. For him to come and play 80 minutes at the start of the season, you know, the size of the man, it's just a credit to how much work he's put in. But he builds his game. On that defensive pressure and that intent, and it's definitely rubbing off on our players as well.
And you seem to have a game plan yesterday, which was to kick along with through Matt Burton. He's an expert at that, but the chase was fantastic. And I know you say the attitude has been there, but if you look at the stats, and I know that you look at them closely, but you would have missed half the amount of tackles in yesterday's game that you've been missing in other games, even though you defended courageously. But yesterday, the technique, the effectiveness was far better.
Well, we looked at the defence efficiency last night, and while it was better than last week, it's just a matter of not having to do as much defence. Like last week, we had to do way more defence than what we did yesterday, and with that comes fatigue and, then the missed tackle starts. So I was really, really pleased with our efficiency yesterday, but, I think it all comes back to dominating possession and field position, and that makes your job defensively a lot easier.
Yeah, it was a great all-round effort. But just off the bench, I want to give special credit to Josh Curran. I thought he was fantastic when he came on.
Yeah, he's been awesome for us. He's been a real good pickup for us this year. He's been around a while now, but he's probably hasn't reached his potential, but I think that's coming. He's played a bit of back row and a bit of lock, but we're using him in that front row role right now, and he's been awesome for us. Last week, he had to come on after the first play of the game and play big minutes for us, and he did a great job there. Felt like in round one, too, he come on and changed sort of the energy of the game. And he did really well. Yes, I'm really happy with how our bench is going. I thought Kurt Mann adds a lot when he gets on. His experience and his just ability to straighten us up in attack is a really, really positive for us. And then we've got some young guys there who are just sort of finding their way into the NRL with Kurt Moran and Sam Hughes. They're, you know, a couple of front rowers, young front rowers, but they're doing a good job for us. They bring good energy and leg speed when they come on the field. And yeah, I think our bench is doing a really good job.
The importance to your club too, Cameron, of multicultural round. It was the Bulldogs who started it way back, I think, in the 90s when Lynn Anderson was the club's marketing manager and it was such a blazing success. You yourself, via grandparents of Italian heritage, you played for Italy. Jacob Carraz plays for Lebanon. You're so well represented in terms of cultural diversity, both as a club and as a fan base. Massive day for your club, isn't it, always?
Yeah, it is. It's something we really embrace as well. Our whole week, we talked a lot about all the different cultures coming together and what our culture looked like, and that's embracing everyone else's culture. And we're really clear on who we represent and the area we represent. We understand it's a very multicultural area, and our club has the ability to unite and inspire that community, and it's something we're really proud of, as well as representing our own cultures as well. So it was a really big week for our club. In terms of celebrating the multicultural round, but yeah, it was also really important that we went out there and put on a performance that brought our fans some joy and happiness. And you could feel that yesterday. It was a really good atmosphere at Belmore. We got a lot of energy from our crowd as well, and it was good to be back in front of the home fans. I would have liked to probably get a few more home ground decisions yesterday, but not to be. But I really enjoyed that atmosphere at Belmore yesterday, and the buzz around the community. And it was a great day for the club.
Fantastic. Great day for footy, really. For long-suffering fan bases like Canterbury's and the West Tigers to get such comprehensive victories yesterday is great for the game. And now we look ahead to Good Friday, the annual clash against the South Sydney team that are really struggling. And I don't know whether that will please you as a coach or worry the hell out of you.
I think what we've done so far is not worry too much about other teams. We've been really focused on ourselves and getting better every week. And I think from the first trial to yesterday, I think we've improved every week on the things we're trying to get better at. And we're understanding our game better and what we want it to look like, and I think we'll continue to do that. So we can't control what South do this week. They're, I'll be expecting their best game, but you know, we'll be more worried about ourselves and getting our own game on and making sure we're getting better than what we did yesterday.